This call is being recorded.
And as you are continuing to follow along with your higher self, following the guidance that you are giving, the wee small whisper that comes to you, as you continue to do this, your lives will continue to evolve in the direction that they must be, the way that they are meant to be. And if you allow this, if you let go and go with the flow, as we have been speaking of many, many times over and over in so many different ways, then you will find that you are exactly where you need to be at any given moment. This, my dear brothers and sisters, is what the New Age is all about. This is what the higher vibrations will bring. This is the new golden age. And as you are moving in this direction and having all of these experiences, various glimpses through the veil, all of these things that are happening, you are moving more and more and more to the higher vibrations, to the higher dimensional frequencies, so that you can then have the experiences that you long for, that you came here for, that you incarnated into this life to bring about. You know that you have to go through various challenges and tests and all of these things, but you are making your way through these challenges and tests. You are having the experiences you must have in order to bring about the more perfect you that is what we would say just around the corner, but it is also right here now in the moment as you find yourselves. So be of good cheer, people. Everything is happening exactly as it needs to happen. Maybe not quite on your timetable, but it is on divine timetable. And as you continue to allow the process, everything will continue to work out, including those various announcements you have been waiting for, the dominoes to fall, all of these things. They are coming. They are not figments of our imagination or your imagination. They are real. They are going to happen and are happening even as we speak now. Many things still in the background, you might say, but for those that have eyes to hear and ears to see, or rather, eyes to see and ears to hear, you are exactly what you need to have happen in the very moment you are in. So just sit back, enjoy the show, because there are many different types of announcements that are coming, many different experiences that will bring the understanding to you that all is in process, all is exactly the way it needs to be, and you are the ones that you are the catalyst for all of this to bring this all about. So we will get off of our soapbox now, and we are ready for questions with the Shira who is standing by here. Would there be any questions here?
Yes, this is Eleanor. May I?
Yes.
Will there be a presidential debate on the 26th of this month?
Will there be a presidential debate? We can tell you that the election, as you have been accustomed to in the past, is not going to be quite the way it has been in the past. It is not going to be that way. There are many different expressions, many different things that are coming that are going to preclude all of these things that you have become accustomed to in this particular process. Because you see, this particular process is the cabal process. It is something that they have created. It is not the republic that you have come to know or that was created by what you call the founding fathers, but it is coming back to that. So as it begins to move back to that, then all of the things that were cabal oriented are going to fade away. So in answer directly to your question, we cannot say directly whether you are going to have a debate or whatever, but think about this. If there were a debate, as you have become accustomed to, how would that go for the ones who are going to participate in that debate? Meaning the particular one who is having quite the difficulties now. I think you understand what we speak of here.
Yes, yes. Well, will the Dovo be there?
We did not understand this. The who?
The Dovo, because there's a Dovo also, a Villery. Will she double?
Mm-hmm. Sierra, do you want to address this?
You're being a chicken.
Are there other questions here?
I have a question. This is
tenacity. Today is talking about numerology is 999, and we already went through a 999 this month. There will be another one towards the end of the month. Would you share what your understanding is in terms of, you know, that the number 9 is also the number for completion. So, and we've heard so many times how important this month is, and I just wanted to hear and to share your understanding about this number and this month.
Yes, you have already said it in terms of this particular month. This September is a very important month as far as shifts go, as far as energy and consciousness raising. There are many things that have been happening in the background that are going to come forward, are going to make their appearance, you might say. And as these things make their appearance, the shifts of consciousness across the entire planet are going to begin in become more swift and begin to move into full force of a consciousness shift. As the wave that came from the earlier times of the wave that came before, there are three times in this year. This is going to affect many different shifts and changes as this continues on. Ashira?
Yes. You used an important word, Natalie, in completion. Number 9 is a number of completion. The next number is 1 when you look at a numerology chart, numerology considerations. So you think about completion in 3 sets. And 3 is a number of, we will use the word that it's a finality. There's, when you think of 3s in your culture, in the symbolisms that you give 3, we could say it's about communication, but we could also say that if something happens 3 times in a row, it is done. And so by the end of the month, we'll see that many things that One Who Serves just spoke about the evolution of the consciousness of the planet, it will have a wonderful leap, for the completion time has been completed, and there's time to move on to the new. Okay?
And as you move on to the new, as Ashir has said, the one is the new beginning. And with the new beginnings, you are going to have the new expression of the newer or greater understandings of who you have been before, who you are now, and who you have been. All of this is coming. So why we keep staying here to get ready to sit back and watch the show, but we also have added at times be ready to participate in the show as well. This is your show. Other questions here?
Thank you. I have a question about the meditation.
We would ask that whoever is on the this phone thing here, if you would mute your phone, please.
So, this is the first time I ever experienced something. I want to ask you to confirm something for me. Might be obvious, but not to me. Anyway, What happened to me when the light came down, the anchor and the earth hit the Merkaba? So it, one light came, and then the next light came, and it formed a triangle, and then the triangle became an opposite in the earth. And then I tried to see it, and it looked like the upside down pyramid, you know, from the forms the Merkaba.
Yes.
And for me, and then I started looking around, and I noticed that the Earth had its own Merkaba.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever said that, but I saw it, and then I realized that the vehicle that is the Merkaba that we are allowed to travel in, that surrounds our body, creates an electrical energy for us. And then I saw that the Earth's Merkaba created an electromagnetic field for it, and that's where the free energy is coming from. It's inside the Merkaba of the Earth. And then I tried to identify how the Christ grid, or the grids of the Earth, were being fed by this Merkaba and creating an energy field there. And that's why there's the availability of energy in the air. Is that correct?
Yes. What you are speaking of here is the energies that are going to become known. They have been kept hidden from the populace for a very long time. There are those scientists that have been aware of these things and have spoken of them in terms of torsion fields and all of these things. And all of these energies that you have become accustomed to here on the planet within your particular programming illusion are going to be shifting to these newer energies and newer understandings. And as you come to these newer understandings, the energies that you become accustomed to are going to shift consciousness and also create changes within you as well as changes outside of yourself as well. So that these energies are going to become very much more involved in your everyday life, and you will come to understand that these energies can in some ways create you and you create the energies. This is a very difficult understanding. It is beyond the typical understanding of many people here on the planet, but it is coming to more and more understand how these energies come together and begin to work for you. This is the energies that we speak of when we talk of the crystal chambers and all of this, as well as the replicator technology also. Ashira, anything to add here?
Well, we would just add, it was very wonderful of you to note Mother Earth Merkaba.
Amazing.
It is not it. It is Mother Earth. This is a being. This is a being that you can talk to and share with. And so that she has her own Merkaba to move through the universe, to move in the directions that she needs to move, is a wonderful perception that you had today, Joanne. Thank you.
Are there further questions here?
Yes, I have a question, if you can hear me.
Yes.
All right. And since I'm driving, after I ask the question, I'll put my phone on mute so you don't hear extra noise. This is Sue, and I'm wondering if you can provide me with any insight as to why I was so challenged by a family member's behavior this last week, and will this family member's consciousness increase or raise its vibration perceptibly to me in the near future so that I would see a change in this challenging behavior? And thank you for any response.
I will be happy to take this first. Thank you. So you are facing forward into that which seems to be very challenging and difficult, that which may even turn you away. But you are experiencing what everyone on the planet is experiencing at different times with their friends and family. Do not let this get the best of you. Stay on your path. Know that as these energies continue to come into this planet, that all of those that you came in contact with this past week will be in change as well. And there will be a time that you can go to them and be able to be open with them, and they will be open with you, and there will be an understanding. But at this moment, it may not be. And allow that to be what it is. You come back into your full life and allow them continuing their process of unfolding. Thank you. One is
there. Very good. Other questions here?
Yes, my name is Norma, and I've been reading David Wilcox's book, The Ascension Mysteries, and I've been reading other things, too. but I'm a little bit confused. There's the what we call the event and what others on the spirit side call the changeover. And then there's full disclosure of everyone knowing about the ETs being here. How are these connected? I even read that one can lead to the other. Are they just two independent things, and which one comes first?
The event and the changeover are the one and the same.
Right.
There are some that call this the event, and it is a series, though, of many events coming together to push, you might say, the main event. And when the main event comes, that is the pulse of energy coming from the galactic central sun. You have not yet felt this particular pulse. You have felt waves of energy coming from it, but not this pulse yet. When this comes, this will be the changeover. Ashira, anything to add here?
No, we would just agree with you that it is frustrating for people and confusing for people, and people are trying to figure out what comes first. The chicken or the egg come first? We would answer that as things unfold, then you will know what it comes first. Be patient. All of these things that we have talked about, all of these things that you read about, they are going to happen. They're in the process of happening, and you will see how they unfold. But the event, the big changeover, that will happen after several other incidents. Those dominoes begin to fall, and you'll be awake and aware that this is coming. Thank you.
Thank you.
Other questions here?
I have a question as we talk about explosions, but in terms of everyone being awakened and after this month, I just wondered, going into this new beginning, does that mean that we are going to be contacted or in full communication with our galactic mentors?
Full disclosure is coming. It is not going to be a partial disclosure, although that is already in process now. What you call soft disclosure and these types of things. But full disclosure is coming. It is going to be a part of your understanding, the world understanding. Not only your understanding as lightworkers, but the entire planet is going to come to understand this. They take a great series of various events, not the events, but various events to bring this about. But it is going to happen, and as Zashira has said, we just do not yet know the sequence of how it is all going to transpire. But you are going to have it in your lifetime. This is not lifetimes after this. This is your lifetime. It is certainly within a very short time. So, and it is a process, though. You must understand, this entire ascension is a process that you are moving through. And all of these things that we have been speaking of, Nisara, disclosure, various mass arrests, and all of these kinds of things are part of the greater picture here. Ashira?
I don't have anything to offer. Thank you.
Very good. Are there any other questions here? And we are ready to release channel here. Santi, peace be with you. Be the one.
Santi.
I am Lady Nada. Maybe I would speak in the beginning of this, but we did not have an opportunity, so we would want to share with you. My beloved Sananda and I are with you, with this group. We are with you every day. We are with you in the moments that you do not think about us. We are with you in moments that you do think about us. This group is important to us. We love you. We know that as you continue to get guidance, receive guidance, the areas that you ask questions of, the areas you talk about, know that we are here with you, we are near you, and that we love you always and forever.
Thank you.
I am Ashira.
Thank you for being with us today. And an enjoyable day, as it always is with all of you in this group. We know that it seems to be getting noisier and noisier out there. We're proud that you come to this group centered, balanced, and in harmony with yourself. We're proud of the growth that each and every one of you is showing. Think back on this group 3+ years ago. Things have very much changed with you. A very different group than you had 6 months ago. Think about the changes personally in your lives. Think about changes that have been asked of you. Think about changes that have come unto you. All of this continues to move you forward along this path, along this ascension path. Find it humorous that the book The Ascension Mysteries caused so much discussion here, because many from the outside world would think that you already know all of this stuff. And yet even you are saying, let us read, let us absorb, let us know more. And each of you is growing. Each of your lights is big and bright and shiny. This is an important group for the world. You know who you are and what you are. You share your light easily with the world. During meditations, you light the world up with your single light joining with all of those upon the planet. Do not give up if you do not have dreams, if you are not seeing things as discussed in this group. Know that all of these things are happening to you, even if you do not remember them. This is a perfect time to be here, open to all of the experiences that are coming to you, seeing as the orchestrations in your life play out. A wonderful time to be alive. We're glad to be with you and to be of service. Give your love and our light. Namaste.